refugee crisis could be looming in Ukraine. Despite persecution, the gospel's growing in a closed Central American country, and more people can hear God's word. You'll be hearing about these and other stories on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. As the uncertainty surrounding Russia and Ukraine continues, one thing's certain. The conflict is causing a refugee crisis. President of Russian Ministry Sergei Rakuba was just there.
It's already confirmed that about 5,000 Crimean Tatars already left Crimea, but also Ukrainian Catholics. Ukrainian Orthodox Church were threatened by the Russian Orthodox Church. So they estimate that there is a group of about 20,000 refugees that already left Crimea.
If Russians invade, Rakuba says it'll be worse, creating a sea of refugees. While uncertainty is real, Rakuba says craving for the gospel is too.
I have not seen so much openness since the Soviet Union collapsed and we started distributing scripture there. So the hunger, the openness for the gospel is there.
Donate to Russian Ministry's Emergency Response Fund to help provide shelter, food, and scripture. Our website has prayer points and links. Next, despite the region's widespread violence against Christians, God is at work in the Middle East. In Egypt, an uncertain future has many people on edge. But Open Doors USA reports Muslims are more open to the gospel than ever before. A similar situation is taking place in Iran. Many Iranians are coming to Christ despite government oppression. Read the entire report at our website. Ask the Lord to strengthen and encourage Middle East believers. This is Mission Network News. Believers in one Central American country that's closed to the gospel shouldn't be thriving, right? Vision Beyond Borders' Jonathan Dahmer says Christians face oppression on two fronts. One, spiritual.
Our contacts have informed us that at least 70% of the country would identify themselves as part of the voodoo or Santeria religion, which is a very dark and spiritually oppressive religion.
The other source of oppression is political.
If churches get too large, they will literally come and lock the doors and tell the parishioners that they can't come anymore.
Nevertheless, the gospel is advancing.
Despite the persecution from the government, despite the fact that they're not allowed to go and witness in mass on the street, this is not stopping them. If anything, it's only encouraging them to grow in their faith and continue to walk with the Lord.
We have ways you can come alongside and support these believers through Vision Beyond Borders at our website. Meanwhile, children in India are learning what it means to be a child. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India runs children's Bible clubs through April and May. Lindsay Ackerman of Mission India says,
childhood in India is not always the most joyful existence. One of the things our children's Bible clubs bring to these communities is it gives an opportunity for the kids to just have some fun together. They come every day for 10 days. They get to play games, they do skits, they sing songs.
But most importantly, they get to hear about Jesus, many for the first time. Christianity isn't the most common religion there.
What most people don't think of is the fact that India actually has one of the most Muslim-populated nations of our world. There's actually over 170 million Muslims in India. So this represents a unique opportunity in India to reach people of the Muslim faith.
You can sponsor 10 children for $5. Find out more at our website. And the gospel and audio can now potentially reach 80% of the world's population. That's the latest news from Faith Comes By Hearing, a ministry committed to reaching the unreached with God's word in audio. They've just added 16 new languages to their collection, representing over 10 million people. Know anyone who speaks another language and hasn't heard about Christ? You can connect them with Scripture in their heart language through our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Extreme poverty results in malnutrition, disease, illiteracy, and deep spiritual depravity. Vision Beyond Borders has created a 15-day children's prayer guide designed specifically for kids to pray for kids worldwide. Get a copy for a young person in your life by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.